Thank you for listening to the Catch the Fire London podcast. For more information about CTF London, visit us on ctfl.life.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be back with you folks. And I love the family stuff that you guys do. It seems like every time I'm here on a Sunday, there's something, some sort of family thing, which is good. It means, you know, the body of Christ is growing and you're recognizing what God's doing in your midst and all that kind of stuff. Sandra's voice sort of disappeared on Friday night, so she's whispering her love to all of you. Yes, from the front row, Sandra, whispering, yep. As Stu said, had the privilege of being part of the global team for Catch the Fire World, along with Stu, Chloe, and Duncan and Kate Smith, that I think most of you know. And last week, Myrtle Beach started. That's a very good place for those of you that are Brits that need sunlight in your life from time to time, is to go and do a missions trip to America, to Myrtle Beach, and join that brand new church there. And next Sunday, our second church in Quebec, the province of Quebec, is starting in the capital of that province, Quebec City. And so that's like 50 adults, all speaking French. Most of them don't speak English. So that's going to be exciting to go there. Where's my Congolese friend that I met this morning? Yeah, bienvenue, monsieur. That's about it. we had a little conversation, didn't we? Just a short little conversation. In Canada, there's another church getting ready to start in Saskatoon, and I know a whole bunch of you make fun of that name. Like, why would a city be called Saskatoon? I have no idea. And then there's a suburb of Vancouver that started two Sundays ago, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. They're just starting to, they're not formally launching, but they're starting to gather people. And that is, how many have heard of a band called Chilliwack? Oh, yeah, no. Anyways, there's a suburb of Vancouver called Chilliwack, so that's where those guys are. And my American friend from South Carolina, we're getting ready to start a church in Charlotte as well. So there's a little house group that's going there right now. So, yeah, perfect. I have been assigned by Tom, maybe by others, but you are starting this brand new series called Our Father Who Art in Heaven. Yeah. It's on the Lord's Prayer. And so I love being assigned a passage because it means I need to get into the scriptures and dig and not sort of rely on what I like to talk about, but just do some new stuff. So if you have your Bible, I'd like you to turn to Matthew chapter 6. And let me give you a little quick history as you're turning there. The primary teaching of Jesus in Matthew's gospel is found in chapter 5, 6, and 7. And if you're a new follower of Jesus, can I suggest that you read Matthew 5, 6, and 7 for the next month? And just read the basic teaching of Jesus. You can live your life off of these chapters right here. Simple, profound, life-changing things that Jesus shares. Luke, who also records the life of Jesus, he records this in Luke chapter 11 and 12. And so the Lord's Prayer is in Luke 11, and we're going to refer to that as well. And the little dynamic of this passage, especially the very first verse where it says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, is you get the word Father that's right in there, correct? Yeah. But you also have this aspect of hallowed. Anyone know what hallowed means? Holy, revered. It has this idea of a little bit of awe and trepidation. It has this idea of be very respectful right about here. And so I love the fact that Jesus, this is how he begins his prayer, is that we have a Father who is very holy. And so as he's teaching people how to pray, we get into these things. So number one point, I got three quick points for you today. And then we're going to practice it. At the end, I'm going to get you to get in a group of three. I'm going to get you to number off 1, 2, 3. So as we're going through these 3 points, at the end, we're going to have little circles of three for praying. And one of you gets to be number one, one of you gets to be number two, and one of you gets to be number three. So in your group, choose wisely. Well, you don't have to choose wisely, but just we're going to pray the 3 points. So the first thing to point out is that Jesus calls God in heaven, Father. In the Old Testament, the word Father is used to talk about God, I think, 3 times total. It's not a word that they're used to. God is the holy side. God is the righteous side. God is the judge side. God is the be careful if you sin side. But for Jesus, beginning at age 12, remember when he doesn't go back to Nazareth with his parents, and it's like 4 days later they figure out, you know, he's not with them. And he already knew at age 12 that the best name of God, the most intimate name of God, is Father. And he uses that word almost 300 times in his, that's recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is the primary name that Jesus has. This is the primary relationship that Jesus has with God, is his Father. And when we pray to him, the Bible says, let me just get it here, in the previous verses, verses 5 to 6, the preamble. By the way, Matthew has a preamble to the Lord's Prayer. Luke has a post-ramble. Ramble? Amble? Post-amble to the Lord's Prayer. And so we're going to look at both of those today because they're both significant. But Matthew says when we pray, we're not supposed to be showing off when we talk to God. So when you talk to a father, do you show off? No, because he'll swat you. No, sorry. But when we talk to our fathers, we're just like, it's dad. We don't have to show off. They know who we are. They know the good and the bad and the ugly. So it's family. We just be regular about, not regular, that sounds like bowel movements. We be ordinary in just how our relationship is. And so Jesus says, don't show off. Your father knows everything that's going on. He already sees it. And number two is don't beg. Now, my two sons do beg. Usually when there's money needed is what, like they're 32 and 29. And they still come to bank of mom and dad. And that's the privilege of being a son or a daughter of a father, is that you have the right to ask for them or for yourself. That's the privilege of having a mom and a dad, is that you get to ask for you from your parents. And Jesus is saying when we talk to God, when we pray to God, we don't need to beg. We just talk and say, this is what I need. And so the first thing that we're going to be praying for, those of you that get number one in your group in a minute, is you're going to share something that you need. And the other two people are going to pray for you for something that you need. Is that all right? But in the scriptures, especially in Luke's passage, in that post-amble, the very first thing that Jesus goes into after talking about the Lord's Prayer is this aspect that God is also a friend. God is your best friend. Not just your Father in heaven, but he's a friend. And being a friend is quite different. It's different aspects. You go to friends for different things when we have needs. And in the scriptures, Jesus said, suppose one of you has a friend and you go to him at midnight. Well, that's what you can do with a friend, is go to them at midnight. You don't necessarily wake up your mom and dad at midnight, but a friend, you're good. You could. Because they're a friend. It's a different kind of relationship. And God wants to be your friend. And so when we talk to God, when we pray to God, two simple little things. Number one, he says to be bold. This is where you step up and say, like, I really need a favor right now, right here. And so the scripture says, because of your shameless audacity. I love that. This is the NIV translation. You have the audacity to ask big of a friend. Do you not? Yeah. And number two is we're to be persistent. And six times there's the aspect of ask, seek, knock. And then it repeats, ask, seek, knock. Six times God is saying, push in. Yeah. Push in when you pray. Push in. The third aspect, so one of you who chooses to be number two, we're going to have you share something for one of your friends that you know, a friend that has a prayer need. So that's how we pray to God as a friend, is for other people. And number three is that God is also a judge. And in this passage, it says in the post-amble, in Matthew, it says, for in the same way that you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it'll be measured to you. And clearly, as you read Matthew 5, 6, and 7, and as you read Luke chapter 11 and 12, this aspect of righteousness, of doing things rightly, that there is a kingdom of God and there is rules, principles, that will help you to live in the best of life by following God's parameters. And those of you, those who live, if I can say it, outside of God's parameters, the Bible calls it lawlessness. You're living by your own rules. The worst time in the nation of Israel was when every person did what was right in their own eyes. That was the worst part of their society, their worst history. They were always slaves to other nations when they did what was right to their own eyes. But we're part of a kingdom, and our Father is the Father, he's a friend, and he's also a judge. And so in the scriptures, it has this aspect that God is there, not in a bad sense of judge, but he does make the verdicts. And this is good news, friends, because we can appeal to God as a judge. Do you know that the Holy Spirit is called your advocate? That's another nice English word for a lawyer. Is it not? In 1 John, Jesus is called our advocate. So we have two persons of the Trinity arguing on our behalf to the judge, who's the third person of the Trinity. So two aspects of God are for you to get what is needed in terms of verdicts and judgments from God. Do you know that the Bible says that Job sinned, and that Satan, when he saw that, went right into God's face in heaven, walked up to God, and he said, excuse me, but one of your guys has just sinned, and I now have the right to action. And it would appear that God said, oh, yes, you do. And God set some parameters in Job's life and said, here's the rules. Because he has sinned, you can do this, this, and this, but you can't kill him. You can steal all he has. And so Satan asked for the privilege of stealing all his finances because there was sin in his life. The sin, it would appear, and it's talked about in the very first chapter, is that Job was giving sacrifices for his kids' sins when they didn't want to repent. They were having parties every weekend, living a godless life, and Job was trying to cover off all their sins and feel that that was going to be okay. And Satan goes, no, that's not how it works. Each person has to repent of their own sins. And so Satan said, aha, gotcha. And God agreed with Satan. Yeah? Well, here's the negative, is you and I don't always remember all the things that we've done wrong. And so when circumstances are going against us, who's going to help us remember? His name is Holy Spirit. His name is Advocate. His name is Jesus. His name is Advocate. And so there are lawyers with God and argue our case. And so when we get revelation of where we've sinned or where someone in our family has sinned, we can go, Father, I'm so sorry. I realize, yes, I did sin. Please forgive me. And then God says, not guilty. You were guilty. Not guilty now. Judgment's ruled. Plaintiff wins. Here's your money. Here's your health back. All those different things. So the rules for talking to God is we are to live righteously. We are to do everything in our power to live as best we can following Jesus and being like Jesus. And not just to be living righteously, but it's even worse. Worse? Better? We're to be perfect because that's who God is, that God is perfect. And so, friends, that's the goal that we have, is not that we live a life as a follower of Jesus and just squeak into heaven. I hope you don't want to live like that, of just getting in. Doing everything that you can for yourself and for pleasing yourself and living for yourself and breaking all sorts of boundaries that God would have for you. But you're born again, but you're just born again. You almost need to get born again because of your lifestyle. Do you know what I'm talking about? Don't live like that. That's not the way that God's intended us. That's living life in ruins. Living life to the best is when we live righteously like Jesus did and seek to be like him. So friends, here's the summary. When we are praying, my understanding of this little prayer, the very beginning, we talk to God as Father. And we just recognize that we have the privilege of going to him. And then we talk to him as a friend when we're petitioning on behalf of our friends. When we're praying for someone to get a house, when we're praying for someone to get a job, we're allowed to talk, we're allowed to push in a little bit harder. You maybe don't push in as hard for yourself, but for a friend, you can really push in. And then when we're thinking about issues, when you're thinking about praying for Britain, when you're thinking about praying for government, when you're thinking about praying for poverty, when you think about praying for any of the spiritual issues in your nation, This is where you talk to God as a judge and say, God, like, we're trying to do this. Do you see what our intent is? Would you begin the rule? Change the circumstances over our nation. Yeah? So, friends, here's what I'd like you to do. That's it. I'd like you to get in a group of three. Stand up, find three people real quick. Don't be in a group with your spouse if you're married. Find someone stand up, move around. Hand up if you don't have someone in your group. Find someone. Like, friends, it's probably best to stand if you can. Find three people. Wave your hand if you're not in a group. Wave your hand if you're not in a group. Hand wavers. Keep waving until someone says, over here, we need one more. Wave your hand. There's a gal over here that she needs to join a group. Can I get some of the pastors just to make sure everyone's in a group? Wave your hand if you're not in a group. Okay, at the very back, there's a guy back there. He needs to join a group. Is there a group of two that needs one more person? You need one? Sir, at the very front. Okay, there's a gal over here that needs to join a group. Over here. Oh, you need one more? Is there one more person not in a group? Back over here, there's two girls right back there, both wearing brown tops. Is everyone in a group? Okay. Look at each other and say, I want to be number one. I want to be number two. I want to be number three. You can only have one, two, one, three. Choose your numbers real quick. Which one do you want? Do you want prayer for you? Do you want prayer for a friend? Or are you going to be the one to pray for an issue? Everyone got one, two, three? Everyone got one, two, three? All righty. Here's what we're going to do. Who's number ones? Put your hand up. Number ones, you have 30 seconds max. Number twos, once they go past 30 seconds, just a nice little slap, not hard, just to say time's up. And number ones, you get to share something that you need your Father God for you. Go. A personal request that the other two people are going to pray with you for. You got 15 seconds. Once number one has finished their 30 seconds, numbers two and three, you put your hand on their shoulder and you begin to pray and say, Father God, would you do this for my friend? Start praying for them. You got 1 minute to pray. I'm timing you. Go. Pray for your friend, for their personal need. This is a privilege of being in a family. You've got 30 seconds. Ten seconds. Okay, friends, say the amen. You can pick up afterwards when we have our break. Who's number twos? Hands up, number twos. I'd like you to take 30 seconds and share a request for a friend, for a family member, for a father, for a child, for an uncle, for someone that is close to you. Go, 30 seconds. So this prayer isn't for you, this is for someone that you care for. Ten seconds. Okay, let's stop. People number one and people number three, put your hand on your on the shoulder of number two. And I'd like the two of you just to push in and say, God, as a friend, we're allowed to wake you up at midnight for this situation. And just push in and say, God, do this. You're allowed to be the bolder ones. You're allowed to be the aggressive ones. Go. Got 1 minute. Your 30 more seconds. Speak boldly. Pray boldly. Ten seconds. Okay, friends, say the amen. You can keep praying in a few minutes when we dismiss. Who's number threes? Number threes, I'd like you to pick a topic for Britain. Pick a topic for London. Pick a topic for your community. Something that you know is not God's heart that needs to be made right. You got 30 seconds to share it. Go. Could be poverty. Could be the sex trade industry. Could be government. What's not right and needs God to make a verdict? Ten seconds. Okay, hands up, number ones and twos in your group. Lay your hands on number three and agree with them. And you're calling out to God and say, God, would you make a verdict of justice in our nation and pray for that thing? Go, you got 1 minute. God be judge in our land. Change unrighteous behavior. Seconds. Ten seconds. Okay, say the amen. Say the amen. Number ones, put your hand up again. Number one. Okay, number twos and threes, put your hand on their shoulders and fill them up with the Holy Spirit. Say, come, Holy Spirit, for my friends. You got 1 minute, go. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill them, fill them, fill them. When Jesus had his last meeting with his 12, he told them an amazing truth. He says, I have a friend who's going to come in a few days, and he's going to be with you forever. I'm leaving, but this guy's so much better, and he's talking about the Holy Spirit. So impart the Holy Spirit to your friend that God would be with them all week. God would give them grace all week. God would give them victory all week. Friends, you have an you have an advocate on your team in the inside of you. You have someone to argue your case before God constantly. His name is Holy Spirit. Jesus said he's your best friend. Number two is put your hand up. Okay, lay hands on your friends that are number two. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. You have that friend inside you. You have Jesus' best friend, the Holy Spirit, inside you. And you could use a little more. So Holy Spirit, fill my friend right now. Overwhelm them. Friends, if this is your first time and you're a little new to Catch the Fire, not sure about being filled with the Holy Spirit, it is a good thing. It's a very good thing. It's a command in the scriptures by Paul. Keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit. He wrote in Ephesians chapter 5. 15 more seconds. All right, say the amen for number two. Number three's hands up. Where's the number threes? Okay, put your hand on their shoulders. Let's welcome Holy Spirit for them. Friends, you have a Father in heaven who is so, so good. He gave Jesus to die on a cross for you because you're so, so good. And then he gave you his Holy Spirit to help you, to be with you, to be the lover of your soul. Holy Spirit, come and fill our friends. Come and fill us right now. Welcome you, Holy Spirit. 15 seconds. If you haven't said the word more, say it. Slip it in the conversation. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Okay, you can say the amen.
Amen.
Here's what I'd like you to do. Could I get all of the prayer ministry team, interns, whoever it is that normally prays, just to come and stand along the front here and face back at everybody? And if you need God to be your Father today, there's something that's really on your heart and you didn't get a chance to share it because you weren't number one, this is your opportunity to come to the front and say, I need God to be my Father today. Here's an issue. And if there's something on your heart for your mom, for your brother, for someone that's close to you, someone has a sickness that you want to intercede for, how about you come to the front and say, I need God to be my friend today. And just come on if you'd like more prayer. And then if you find that there's something that's wrong in your life, you can't find a job, just seems like there's a cycle of poverty all the time, and you need someone to agree with you in number three category, how about you come to the front? So if you want more prayer, up to the front, find these amazing people. Just find one of them and say, would you agree with me? And Pastor Tom, do you want to give any closing benedictions, announcements? You're a son of a vicar, so you can do the cross thingy.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I bless each and every one of you to see dreams fulfilled this week, to see fresh vision cast this week, that you would know him closer than a brother. God, that everywhere we set our foot, you would give us that territory, and that when people meet us, they have an encounter with you, because you are so filling us and so flowing out of us that people would have an encounter with heaven just by being in the same room as us. So fill us up, we ask. Go with us, go before us. Would your glory be our rear guard? Would you be in us, over us, and around us? In the name of Jesus, amen. Bless you guys. If you're new here, we would love to connect with you. There's loads going on, lots of social activities, lots of ministry activities. We have a church app which you can download for free and sign up for. So if you're new and you don't feel like you're connected, my definition of connected is, if you didn't turn up at church 1 week, would anyone notice? And if no one would notice, then you are not connected by my definition. So come and find me so that I can connect with you, so that I will notice if you don't turn up to church one week. But we want to help you get plugged in. There's small groups, there's socials, there's conferences, there's loads of stuff going on. So come and find us. We'd love to get to know you a little bit.
And we need one more. That feels like a notice for the associate pastor. You're fine.
If we could maybe get a couple more female ministry team just over here on the my left, your right. If you're a fire group leader or a ministry leader or a camera woman, we need a couple of female team over here. Thanks, Sherilyn. Yeah, over this side, I think. If you're not being prayed for and you'd like to be, just put a hand up so we can see you. Thank you. And if you haven't come up yet and you're sat in your chair and thinking, I would like prayer, there's still space at the front. If you'd like to get connected with us, ctfl.life is our website, and you can sign on to the church app on there. So if you are wanting to find out how to go to conferences and events and things like that, go to ctfl.life. You'll see a tab for church suite, and that's what you click on. You can put your details on, and then you will get sent a password, which you can use for our app, which makes your whole life a lot easier when it comes to church.